I'm Mary Angish. Charlie Nardozzi, happy holidays. It's great to see you.
Happy holidays, Mary.
Well, many gardeners are going to get houseplants as holiday gifts. It's hard to know, though, which ones to keep and grow and which ones to toss after they kind of fade. So you've come up with this brand new game show that's sweeping the county. Let's play this game. It's called Keepers or Composters.
Exactly. Which ones are you going to keep? Which ones are you going to compost? Of course, anything that's flowering, you should keep it. But there are going to be some that you're just going to not want to take beyond that point.
Okay. All right. So if I name like different houseplants that people might get for a gift, you're going to let us know what to do with it, okay?
I will do
All
that.
All right. Let's begin the very first episode of Keepers or Composters. Amaryllis.
Oh, definitely a keeper. I've had amaryllis for 3-4 years that come back every year and flower for me. So the key with amaryllis, of course, is that after it's done flowering, just grow it as a houseplant indoors, put it out in the spring to a part sunny area, water it, fertilize it. That's the key. Make sure you fertilize it a couple of times in the summer. Bring it out, bring it back indoors the end of September, cut all the leaves back, put it in a dark, shady place. In November, bring it back into your house, and you'll get another flower start.
Nice. Poinsettia.
Sorry. Composters. You can bring them back, but you've got to do an extraordinary amount of work to make sure they it's completely dark for a number of weeks for the bracts to turn the color. It's not worth it. Support your local garden center.
How about paper whites like narcissus?
That's another one. It flowers without having to go through any winter dormancy for a reason, because it's not a very hardy bulb. I saw them in India, for example, blooming in December and January. It needs just a little bit of touch of cold and then it'll flower. But once it's done, that's it. Trying to plant it, it's not worth it.
Holiday cactus?
Oh, of course, holiday cactus. I mean, people would have like their grandmother's holiday cactus. So that's something you can keep for decades. Definitely a good keeper.
Okay. How about moth orchids?
That's another one that most people think, I can never grow orchids. But this is the easiest one to grow. So all you need to do is find the right place. We have it sitting on my piano in a brightly lit room that's kind of cool. And it does fabulously there. And every fall, it sends out a flower stalk, and it's blooming now. It'll continue to bloom for months. So that could be a keeper.
Oh, nice. Kalanchoe.
Kalanchoe. So this one is that one with the little flowers, clusters of yellow or pink or red flowers on them. Really pretty. A nice one, but it's also really hard, like the poinsettia, to get it to reflower. So enjoy it while you can. Maybe even stick it outside in the summer, but just leave it.
African violets?
Oh, yes, of course. African violets is something that grandma grew, right?
So, my grandma did,
Everybody's grandma grew some African violets. You can put them under grow lights, put them in a sunny window. They'll flower on and off all season long.
The azalea, like a florist azalea?
Yeah, you know, the florist azalea and the florist hydrangea is another one. Beautiful flower, but both of those are not hardy in our region. So if you want to plant them outside, they're hardy to only like zone 8, so they will die. So enjoy them while you cat them.
Okay. Awesome. That was our first episode of Keepers or Composters. Question time for you, Charlie. This one's from Patricia. Patricia wrote in to say, my friend and I like to gather juniper berries in the late fall for greens for outside for decorations. For at least the last 3 autumns, we haven't been able to find any juniper with those lovely blue berries. And Patricia writes, we are not out to start making gin. It seems like others are producing many berries. What's happening?
Well, it's just a matter of finding the right trees and shrubs. You know, we have a lot of the native ones, especially if you're in the Champlain Valley, which I think Patricia is, the Eastern Red Cedar, which is actually a juniper, even though it's called a cedar. It's kind of a little weird.
Yeah.
But that also has a lot of beautiful blue berries on them, and you just have to scout around and look around for them, because the berries take a couple years, actually, to mature and to grow, so it takes a while to get them there. The other thing, of course, you can do is plant some junipers in your landscape. The common juniper is a good one, even the creeping juniper, for that matter. But it's that Eastern Red Cedar and the common juniper are the best ones for producing berries.
Okay. If you have questions for Charlie about houseplants to keep or compost or anything else garden related, send those questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this in your favorite podcast app. Thank you, Charlie, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.